The jury is still out on just how bad this year's West Nile virus season will be, but a lot of standing water is not helping the situation.
That's definitely causing a lot of what we call floodwater mosquitoes.
Sarah Evans is the environmental manager for the Weld County Health Department. While floodwater mosquitoes are known to be aggressive biters, she says they are not the ones responsible for carrying West Nile virus.
So what we're looking at here is a nuisance situation. So in terms of a disease risk, no, there's no reason to spray.
West Nile season typically runs between mid-July and early September, and the decision to treat for mosquitoes, either in the larval stage or as adults, is left up to cities and counties. Both are labor-intensive and costly. This is why Evan says they are taking a wait-and-see approach.
We are careful. We're not doing things that we feel are not necessary to do. But we are doing what we feel we need to do to stay on top of any risk that might be present to the human population.
And like many other northern Colorado counties, Weld also cuts costs by outsourcing its disease surveillance and treatment when it needs to.
My programs have expanded quite a bit over the past couple years.
Jessica Shurick is the operations manager for Colorado Mosquito Control's Northern Front Range office. Clad in big black rubber boots, she is using a little white cup on the end of a broomstick to scoop up mosquito larvae for inspection at Boyd Lake near Loveland.
We started picking up a lot of local municipalities because the Weld County Health Department couldn't perform the scope of services that they had in previous seasons just because budget constraints.
The Weld County Health Department isn't the only one working with less. City of Fort Collins Park Supervisor Mike Calhoun is also dealing with limited resources.
We cut $100,000 out of our program this year. And that was about a third of our budget.
As a result, Calhoun says they chose to shorten their prevention season. So while mosquitoes may be present as early as mid-April, they will wait until the highest risk months to begin their work.
As bad as it may seem as far as the nuisance piece, really what we're focusing and we're expending our resources on is trying to protect people from the disease.
This is the norm for many of the communities Colorado Mosquito Control contracts with. For Jessica Shurick, it means the challenge of designing programs that meet health needs while still being affordable.
You don't want any of the encephalitis surveillance to ever be affected or the ability to make decisions for public health. You don't want that to change. You want to still provide the same level of service and have the same amount of data coming in, so it becomes kind of tricky to figure out where to cut from.
The one bit of good news is the number of human cases of West Nile virus in Colorado has dropped significantly since its peak at nearly 3,000 in 2003. Last year, only 81 cases were reported. For KUNC, I'm Melanie DeVries.